Chapter 6. Nevaeh was happy to find Mom sitting on the couch when she returned from Baldwin Hill. Yet, her color seemed off somehow, as though she had been lit with a bad filter that made her look almost yellowish. Fine lines seemed to have appeared overnight around her eyes and mouth, too. Mom's hand rested on her stomach protectively, as if she was trying to soothe it from the outside. Plastic pill bottles, a glass of water, and an old pot cluttered the table next to her. All Nevaeh's excitement about the video with Kareem evaporated instantly. "Hey, baby," Mom said. Nevaeh could tell she was trying hard to sound like her usual self. "So, you did it? Went up Baldwin Hill?" She struggled to sit up. "How was it?" "Good." She showed her mother a clip of the video she had made on her phone, careful not to include Kareem's part. "See? You filmed it?" Mom exclaimed. "All you kids need a break from your phones, especially when you're running," her mother huffed. But her eyes sparked when the video began to play. "Oh my God, look at that hill. It's exactly the same. Look at you go," she exclaimed. "How long it take you to go up and back?" Nevaeh shook her head. "I didn't time the down run." She didn't want to mention running into Kareem and getting distracted. Mom might make a big deal out of it, and Nevaeh wasn't sure what it was. Still, Nevaeh couldn't forget the flutter in her stomach when he had stood near her. "Keep time from now on. How else will you know if you're improving? Back in the day, I could do it in 17 minutes, 21 seconds. That's 5K, Mom said proudly. "I ever tell you that?" "All the time," Nevaeh thought. But she shook her head and said, "No." "You wouldn't believe it to look at me now," Mom chuckled. "I was the fastest girl on the team. Skinny as a rail, just like you." "Not anymore," she said, shaking her head slowly. Nevaeh wasn't sure what to say. Yes, Mom's hips and belly were nothing like the athlete pictured in Bluford's trophy case, but they were good and natural, and always part of the mom she knew. Yet now they seemed a bit smaller. What had also changed recently, Nevaeh noticed again, was the yellowish tone in her mother's skin and the dark circles under her eyes. "Well, I know I ain't looking or feeling great today," Mom explained, seeming to sense Nevaeh's thoughts. "To be honest, I didn't expect my treatment to be so rough, but these new medicines should make the next ones easier," she said, pointing to the pill bottles on the table. "So the doctors think it's working?" Nevaeh asked. Mom sighed and returned her hand to her stomach as if a fresh stab of pain hit her. "Too early to tell for sure, but I'll say this much. It better be working if it's gonna make me this sick. I can't do anything stuck on the couch like this." "Maybe you can help me," Nevaeh suggested, eager to offer something, anything, to help her mother focus on something positive. And yet, Nevaeh realized she needed it too.
"Anything, baby, what do you need?"
"So, Mom, I got up the hill fast, but I was so out of breath, it felt like I was going to die." Nevaeh caught the word in her throat. It wasn't something she wanted to say to her mother, not even in a joke. Yet Mom smiled back at her. "Die?" Mom declared. "Oh, I've been there. Feels like you're going to throw up, too." Mom nodded at the pot on the table. "That happens when you're pushing your hardest. But if you build up your strength and endurance, you can go longer without feeling that way. You shouldn't feel like you're dying when you run. Instead, you want to feel strong and powerful. It may seem strange, but running was my happy place when I was your age. It's where I found myself growing up." Nevaeh remembered how she felt, churning up Baldwin Hill, her legs powering her forward, her thoughts roaming free. She recalled the satisfaction of chasing down Jonique on the track, too, watching the distance between them melt away.
In that moment, everything else had disappeared. Nevaeh had escaped feeling worried about school, or what anyone thought or said about her, or what might happen in the future. "It was like freedom for me," Mom admitted.
"Same."
Nevaeh suddenly felt close to her mother, as if a great divide had been crossed, at least for a moment. Her mother seemed to feel it too.
"I didn't know you were so into running, Nevaeh," Mom said finally. "I always knew you'd be good at it, but the only thing you seemed to care about this year was your phone. What's changed?"
Nevaeh thought about telling her about Jonique and the upcoming race, but then held back. Mom looked better. She was sitting up straight. Some of the sparkle in her eyes had returned. Nevaeh didn't want to ruin it.
"I just want to get faster," she said, "like right away."
"Then we need to make you a training program," Mom beamed. "I can help." She swung her legs off the couch and gestured for Nevaeh to move closer. Nevaeh scooted next to her, inhaling the familiar scent of Mom's lavender body wash. But there was another smell lurking beneath it. Medications and a sour new chemical odor. Hiding her reaction, Nevaeh grabbed her phone and took notes as Mom hammered out a plan. Nevaeh dropped her backpack on the shiny silver ledge of the Bluford bleachers and pulled out her water bottle a week later. It was barely 9 a.m., and the air was already warm and sticky. Another tough running day, Nevaeh thought. She took a sip of water and headed onto the track. "Heat training can be a huge speed advantage," Mom had said the other day, but Nevaeh had her doubts. Her mother made her watch a YouTube video featuring a Kenyan runner whose lean, pencil-thin body and muscled legs spoke of years of training. She mentioned how running miles in 100-degree heat had helped her win an Olympic medal. The whole time she was talking, though, Nevaeh had been thinking of Kareem. 2 days ago, she had decided to post the video she'd filmed with him. Already, it had more likes and comments than anything she had ever posted. She wondered if Kareem was serious when he said he would be there for her race with Jonique. She hoped so. 1 week to go. Nevaeh pushed the thought out of her mind and focused on her mother's instructions for this morning's run. "Run as fast as you can for one lap, then do a slow jog for the next one. Repeat this 5 times. Understand?" Mom had said. She was going with Dad to the hospital for radiation treatment. Her voice had sounded strong, but her color still hadn't returned. Nevaeh knew Mom hadn't been eating much either. Her nausea was almost constant, and lately, Mom's clothes seemed looser. This morning, Nevaeh spotted an area on Mom's scalp where her hair had thinned. Everything matched what Nevaeh had read about cancer treatments. "Next week, you'll do 2 laps before slowing down, then 3, then 4, Mom had explained just before Nevaeh left. "This will build your endurance, and in time, you'll get faster," Mom finished. Time. It was the one thing Nevaeh didn't have. Nevaeh stared at the empty track and felt a twinge of nerves. What if the race in gym class had been luck and nothing more? What if Jonique really had slowed down and let her catch up? What if Jonique beat her? It would be on everyone's phones within seconds, and there would be no way to escape or outrun it at Bluford High. The thought made her stomach churn. Nevaeh knew she needed to start running before it got any hotter, but instead she grabbed her phone, careful to avoid Instagram where she might see more comments about the race. Instead, out of habit, she took a quick selfie to show confidence. But when she looked at the pic, a scared, skinny-faced girl stared back at her. Nevaeh deleted the pic and arranged another photo, this time of her lead foot against the white starting line. She snapped and posted it quickly before opening her stopwatch app. Sweat was already beading on her back when she skipped a few feet along the track's red surface to warm up.
Her legs felt loose and springy as she counted down to her start. 3, 2, 1. With a deep breath, Nevaeh shot forward, sprinting the loop of the track as fast as she could. She had planned to slow down for the second lap, as Mom had suggested, but Jonique's posted mile time from the All-City competition taunted her. 5:47. Nevaeh decided to skip the plan and keep running. The race with Jonique would be 4 laps. Why not run her best now and see how her time compared to Jonique's? She figured Mom would say the same thing if she knew about the upcoming race. Pressing on to the second lap, Nevaeh fought the urge to glance at her stopwatch. "Eyes forward, never look back," Mom had told her, and she listened. A burning feeling began to creep into her legs and scald her lungs. Sweat stung her eyes and blurred her vision. Her lungs started craving more air, more oxygen, more fuel. The pace, so much faster than at Baldwin Hill, hurt. Part of her wanted to stop, to rest, to make the ache go away. But Nevaeh thought of Mom and willed herself through lap 3. Her breath shallow and quick as she rounded the final lap, Nevaeh broke into a wild, all-out sprint for the last 100 yards. As she crossed the finish line, she hit the stop button on the app, her chest heaving, her stomach cramping. She jogged a bit further, then slowed to a walk and waited for her breathing and heart rate to recover. 50 yards later, Nevaeh finally stepped off the track onto the grass. It was time to look. She lifted the phone to her face, telling herself she would be happy with anything under 6 minutes. There, etched in glowing numbers on the phone's face, was her time. 5:54. Excitement flooded Nevaeh's weary body. She stared at the number to make sure it was real. Then she took a quick screenshot. She was about to send the pic to Kareem and post it when she heard laughter from the far side of the track. Nevaeh looked up to see Malika and Jonique approaching the starting area. They were talking but stopped suddenly when they made eye contact with her. Nevaeh was sure they had been talking about her. She quickly moved toward the bleachers to grab her stuff and leave. "Hey!" Malika called out. "Hey, Nevaeh! Wait, stop!" Nevaeh looked for a way to avoid them, but the only other exit was through the high school, and the building was locked for the summer. With a sigh, she slowed and turned toward the girls. "What you doing here?" Jonique demanded. She wore Bluford High track shorts and a white running tank. Her muscles seemed to shimmer in the afternoon sun. She eyed Nevaeh impatiently as if she were looking at an unwanted guest. "Running?" Nevaeh responded. "You ready for the race?" Malika asked. She wore black running shorts and a yellow Bluford track t-shirt. Her braids were pinned up off her shoulders and held back by a headband. She sounded eager and excited. Nevaeh shrugged. "She's scared is what she is," Jonique said smugly. "She knows she's gonna get beat." Nevaeh thrust her phone under the girl's nose. "You should be scared. See that? That's my mile time. That's what I just did." Malika's eyes widened at the numbers. Jonique glanced at them and smirked. "Girl, get out of my face. Anybody can run a stopwatch and stop it on any number they want." "Yeah, but that's not me. I just ran that time." "So? I got you beat. Besides, nothing counts except next Wednesday. None of the stuff you posting counts." Jonique folded her arms over her chest. "Come on, Malika. We got work to do." Jonique turned away, but Malika studied Nevaeh for a long moment. When she followed Jonique back onto the track, she said something in a low voice that Nevaeh heard clearly. "We could use her on the team." "No, no way." "But she's fast, Jay. We need her. We'll win All City for sure if we get one more distance runner." Nah, she won't last more than a lap or two. Coach Sherman can help her with that.
Malika's voice was soft and persuasive. You know how good she is with conditioning.
Forget it, Malika. Wait till next week. You'll see.
Then they started running and their voices dropped away. Nevaeh watched them jog around the track. They moved together with confidence and strength as teammates and friends. Next to them, Nevaeh knew she was an outsider. The loneliness she had felt her entire first year at Blueford swept over her. Nevaeh turned away and glanced down at her phone as if it offered an escape. The stopwatch app still showed 5 minutes, 54 seconds on the small black screen. She also noticed the picture she had posted of her foot on the starting line had dozens of likes and comments. She even had a few more followers on Instagram. One comment from Kareem DeDream 345 stood out. Go get it, lightning legs. Nevaeh smiled and closed the app. One way or the other, the clash with Jonique would come soon enough. Wednesday, 9 a.m., Nevaeh said to herself. She could barely wait.